Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Sign up for a 6-month bottled water contract for your home or office today and get your first 5-gallon bottle free. Visit watertomydoor.com and use code DRINKITIN at checkout.
Welcome, folks, in a Mississippi Minute. Hey, hey, hey. Reminding us all there's certainly many very, very cool things to do right here in Mississippi. All you got to do is go to visit mississippi.org and trust me. All right, here we go. Well, I want to say thanks to this show because that's how I got to know today's guest. As his dad was an avid listener, hopefully he still is, Kimball. What's up, Kimball? Every once in a while, I'll let folks know that I love to mentor and consult and prepare and develop artists and songwriters, produce their records if it's the right fit, and help them along their journey to success. I just love doing it. Kimball heard me talking about it and reached out to tell me about his son, and I was immediately intrigued. Sometimes you get more than you hope for, like today's guest. As I often say, he didn't need an overhaul, he just needed a tune-up. His debut single comes out, or just came out actually, September 9th, titled She's the One, Oh Man, and it's spectacular. October 21, his single The Things They Want Me to Do will follow by Burden or Heavy Load on December 2nd. And the full length, December 16th, out just in time for Christmas. The album's called If It's All the Same to You. His style is flat out cool. His voice, a force to be reckoned with. His writing, prophetic already at a young age. And drowning in substance. Words that will matter to anyone with a heart and a soul and a pulse. I've loved working with him in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Someone who's become like an adopted son, so to speak, except he's 6'3 and about 235. Also gave up football to do music, which is better for all of us and his knees. Well, he also wears loyalty on both sleeves, which I want to talk about that as well. He gets that from his folks. Please welcome in Tyler Tisdale. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, Steve. What's going on?
Well, you know, another day. Another day in Mississippi, which is paradise. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Glad to be here.
Well, I know. Well, we've had a journey so far together, and I want to take our listeners on that journey, how we met, and I've just mentioned a little bit of that. And you live in the Hattiesburg area from Petal, Mississippi. Let's dig, first of all, back in your football past, and then sort of why you decided, I just don't want to do that anymore. Because there comes a time when you have to make a decision on really what you want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I got into, I grew up playing sports. My dad had us, me and my brother, both in sports. My brother actually, he played some college ball at, he went to Pearl River Community College, and then he went on to play D1 baseball at, Nicholls State University. So sports has just always kind of been in the family, and my dad, you know, he gave me a guitar when I was like 13, and I learned to play and everything, but by the time I got to high school, you know, all your buddies are playing football and baseball, and I'd gotten pretty good at football, so by the time freshman year came around, I kind of decided that was, you know, what I wanted to put all my time and energy into, and it panned out pretty well. I had some I had a pretty good my sophomore year. I rode the bench and learned, you know, I wasn't really very big yet, and then my junior year I had a little bit of a growth spurt, and they moved me over to tight end, and I was enjoying it. It was fun. It was, you know, nice getting to catch the ball and be a little bit more on the playmaker side of things. But, you know, you get taken out of packages a lot when you're playing tight end.
Right.
So you end up on the sideline a good bit. So I didn't like that very much. And but during my junior year while I was playing tight end, I don't know, you remember Coach Bauer at Southern Miss.
Yeah,
back
sure.
in his days, his offensive line coach, Coach Rodrigue, had come over to Pedal and was kind of working with our offensive line through the our spring training.
Mm-hmm.
And he came in and was teaching us, you know, like zone blocking packages and stuff and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, he kind of took a liking to me, and we had talked a bit. And, you know, he kind of kept up with me my last couple of years, you know. And my senior year, I switched back to offensive line just because I wanted to be on the field a lot more, and it felt more at home to me. And I put on like 35 pounds, I think, over the summer going into my senior year to bulk up for.
Was that eating hamburgers, a bunch of hamburgers, or were you working out?
I was eating everything in sight and living in the gym. That was all it was.
The good old days.
Yeah, right. Yeah, my coach, I used to come in every morning, and he'd jump on me if I didn't have a sausage biscuit before I came in to work out.
Wow.
So,
my kind of coach.
yeah, the old school, man.
Yeah.
But I got back. I had a real good senior year playing offensive line, and I loved it. And you know, we had a great season, and we went like 10-1 on the regular season, which and had Pedal's first playoff berth in like I can't remember how long it had been. It had been like a decade or something. And we beat Hattiesburg High School for the first time in like 15 years or something. It was a great, memorable senior year. It was incredible. So much fun. I'll never forget those days. And we had a, you know, top-ranked offensive line and the best running back in the state that year. And
that's because you had a great line. That does help. You know that.
Yeah, right. All guts, no glory, though, right?
Yeah.
But we had a great year. We lost the first round of the playoffs and got cut short, unfortunately. But did well enough that Coach Rodriguez had kept up with me, and I had a lot of junior college offers, but you know, he had gone to South Alabama. You know, they had just started up their football program.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like their first recruiting class, and he invited me on a recruiting trip, and I went down there, and I just I love the campus. I've always loved Mobile, Alabama. You know, so you know, great music town, you know.
Yeah, sure.
So,
sure.
I always loved being in that area, so I thought, why not? And so he offered me a full ride to go play ball for him. And, you know, I kind of developed a little bit of a relationship with Coach Rodriguez just from the recruiting process over the couple of years. So I felt comfortable making that decision.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got down there, and man, it's funny, you know, you get down there, and I tell everybody, you know, when I tell this story, you really, truly find out how much in love with whatever sport it is, whether
sure.
it be, you know, football, baseball, basketball, anything, you really find out how much you love it once you get to that next level. And you find out if you truly love football, or if you just loved high school football and you love being with all your buddies, the guys that you've been playing ball with since you were in third grade, you know, and you're coming up, and you know, that offensive line we had, and that running back my senior year, that kid had literally been my running back since I was 10 years old, you know what I mean? Like, so there was just so much chemistry on those teams, and there was so much, you know, when you get to the next level, that all kind of, it's still there. You know, like the mm-hmm. team camaraderie, it's still there, obviously, but it's just not the same. It's not your guys, you know?
And right, right.
Maybe I didn't quite give it the chance for it to develop into that, but I mean, man, I graduated. This is how serious it is for folks that don't realize. I graduated high school on a Monday night. I walked across the stage and got my high school diploma, and Tuesday at noon, I was in my first college class.
Yeah.
And had already started offensive meetings and all that stuff and workouts and all that stuff. So, you know, it was literally the next day. So there was no break in between high school. Like, it's, hey, you're a high school kid, and then the next day, this is your job now. This is, you know what I mean? And it hits you quick, you know. I'd never been away from home. I'd never, you know what I mean? And they literally, the first day there, they were like, hope you hug your mom and dad because you're not going to see them for the next 5 years.
Coach wasn't so amazingly friendly anymore, was he? All of a sudden he's got...
Right?
Yeah. I get it. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. As always, I'm Steve Azar. Go to visitmississippi.org to check out all the cool acts that have ever graced this hallowed land we call Mississippi. I'll be right back.
With all the disruption in all businesses lately, our clients at PeopleEase didn't miss a beat. Did you struggle to get the necessary records required for COVID relief programs such as PPP, ERTC, or FFCRA? Will you be ready next time? Our clients at PeopleEase are ready. Call PeopleEase today at 601-987-3025. That's 601-987-3025. Or visit our website, peoplelease.com.
At Clinton Body Shop, we really do take pride in perfection. And that's why we've been awarded the ICAR Gold Certification for our 30th year straight. Only 11 shops worldwide have accomplished this. This remarkable achievement can only happen with continuous training from ICAR and the manufacturers of the vehicles you drive. In fact, we're trained and certified by more automakers than any shop in the market. At a time when insurers are pushing more than ever for discounted and shortcut repairs that save them money, why not insist on Clinton Body Shop, where you get an OEM-certified repair using certified parts? If an insurer tries to steer you somewhere else, tell them you want the shop that's certified by the manufacturer of the car you drive. We're located in Clinton and Richland, or online at ClintonBodyShop.com.
This is Allison Callaway. Since 1954, Callaway's has been family-owned and operated. We are located in Gluckstadt, south of Germantown High. Callaway's has everything you need to make your yard and garden beautiful with trees, shrubs, fall color plants, soils, and mulches. Save the date. Callaway's Christmas open houses will be the first two Sundays in November with refreshments and door prizes every half hour. Come see Callaway's beautifully decorated Christmas store with a large selection of permanent Christmas trees, wreaths, garlands, angels, nativities, and much more. Our landscape designers, Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle, can design and install your landscape. Give Callaway's a call to discuss your landscaping needs. Don't forget Callaway's Christmas open houses, first two Sundays in November. You will not be disappointed. Bring the family and enjoy the afternoon. Callaway's Gluckstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown High.
Everything for home and garden, that's what Callaway's is. Tune in this Saturday morning from 8 till 10 for Weekend Gardening, where Garden Mama Nellie Neal will tackle all your gardening questions. Weekend Gardening, brought to you in part by the Tractor Store, your local Mahindra dealer. The Tractor Store, Highway 49 South in Richland.
The Waterford on Highland Colony is much more than bingo and bread pudding. Call us to see why we're doing retirement right at the Waterford on Highland Colony in Richland. 601-856-6131. 601-856-6131. The Waterford, proud sponsors of Ole Miss Sports.
From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here with Super Talk Mississippi News. What happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm. Mississippi loves high school football, and now you can stream tons of high school football games from across the Magnolia State each Friday night just by going to supertalk.fm/high school. That's supertalk.fm/high school. And of course, on Friday nights during the season, there's always a game on your local Super Talk radio station.
The season's on the line.
When it comes to high school football in Mississippi, nobody does it like we do. We are Super Talk Mississippi. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
As we squander, because you're with me and you're squandering your time right now, you know that. Okay, I hope that's not the case. I'm Steve Azar. You're in a Mississippi Minute. I've got Tyler Tisdale on the horn. His music is out there, and all of it's going to be out there full length by December 16th. Just in time for Christmas, but he's got a couple songs out right now. Every 6 weeks, we're going to be releasing those until Christmas. His music videos, CMT.com. You can go to CMT to check out the Things They Want Me to Do video. She's the One was the lead single. It's Kick and Tell. And I am grateful to have in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio my man, Tyler Tisdale. Tyler, take me through. You've got a very loyal group that you love to be with, you've made music with. It sounds like to me, in a lot of ways, you feel like you owe them, and they're very talented. So let's forget about sports now and take me on your musical journey before we met, because I want people to get to know, you know, the early days when music sort of seeped into you.
Well, so, you know, I quit football and I moved back home. And I have no idea what I want to do at all. I just knew where I was wasn't where I wanted to be. And so I come back home, you know, and you got to understand, I just walked away from over $100,000 worth of scholarship.
Right.
And school paid for.
Kimball, I apologize.
I gotta come back home and face mom and dad and my entire family. Man, that was one of the that was the hardest part of the whole thing, was coming back and facing them. But, you know, my dad and, you know, my mom, just being the great parents that they are, you know, they sat me down in the living room and I just told my dad how I felt. You know, I told him, you know, where my heart was, and you know, I just shot him straight, and you know, it was all I knew to do in that moment, you know. And he just looked at me and said, you know, son, whatever you want to do, it's your life, you know, and you got to make those decisions and live with them. And you know, he said, just make sure you make the most of it, and you know, just don't make giving up a habit, basically.
Do you go to your room and sit there, Tyler, and go, what did I just do? I've done that a few times.
Oh, you have no idea. You have no idea. Boy, maybe you do, but it was days of just going back and forth in my mind and just, you know, really trying to figure out if I had made a huge mistake or not, you know. And you got everybody telling you that you did make a huge mistake, you know.
Right.
You know, everybody, you know, is, You know, because when you're from a small town, and you know this too, when you're from a small town and you see some sort of success, you know, there's a lot more people than just you that feels that success, right? And so, you know, you got people pulling for you. I'm all coaches, you know, having to, you know, that poured so much time into getting me ready for that level, you know, and you start thinking about those guys. So anyways,
They were getting you ready for something else.
They were. And my resiliency in this music industry is all due to those guys and football. And like you said, getting punched in the mouth and getting back up, man, it definitely builds some character and you know, teaches you, you know, not to
right.
just lay down and take it, so to speak. You know, it teaches you to get up and fight. So, and it teaches you that you got more in you than you realize, which has always been my biggest take from
right.
those years learning all that, is that you're capable of a lot more than you think you are. So anyways, I make peace with it, and you know, my parents now, it's you know, I'm still living at home, so they're like, well, you know, we're roommates now, so go get a job, basically. So I went and got a job, and was working and trying to figure things out. I got a job. A buddy of mine's dad ran maintenance for the whole school district, and so he would hire all of his son's idiot friends during the summer and give us jobs. And for whatever reason, I still can't figure out why he was that nice to us, but. He was, and he let me come work the rest of that summer, and was very good to me. And my eighth grade football coach, I think he could just tell I needed something to take my mind off things. And you know, I'd always kind of kept up with him over the years. Coach Leggett, man, he was a great guy, great man, still a great man. He came to me and asked, and another friend of mine and former coach Stanley, they both came and asked me to come help out with the eighth grade football team, and so that's what I did my first year out of high school, was coach eighth grade football, and I had a blast. It was so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
And
so good.
We were awesome. Pretty sure I think we went undefeated. Like, it was a lot of fun, and it's what I needed. And then so during that time I'm in school, and I decide school's not for me and at all, and I discover the restaurant bar business, and I get into that, and my some friends of mine had started talking about, you know, putting a band together, and they remembered that I played a little guitar, and they asked if I'd like to come play some rhythm guitar in this band with them. And so I agreed to it, and I got my guitar back out, started playing, and you know, I'm growing up, his cousin was a songwriter, and I started hanging out over at his apartment every now and then, and he would show me all these songs he had written, and you know, I it was really right up my alley, and he ended up, you know, getting me to write a couple songs with him, and it just kind of the bug was, I was bit at that point, so to speak.
Hey,
you know?
Tyler, did it seem comfortable out the box for you, looking back?
It felt, I wouldn't say comfortable yet. I would say it felt right more than anything. That was it. So a level of comfortability, yes. I still felt very much like I wasn't good at it, but I thought, there's something here, you know, and I still wasn't singing yet. You know, this was still just writing. This was just writing stuff on guitar for this other guy to sing. And
singer as you are, that's it. That cracks me up. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Like I said, visit Mississippi.org is the place to check out so many incredible, just the history of our music. It's and the restaurants, the culinary, the golf courses. Dancing Rabbit, where I get to hang out now and play. So many great golf courses. My pal George Bryan, who's in my prayers right now to Waverly. So many people I'm thinking about right now. We're going to be right back with Tyler Tisdale. Don't go away.
Just so that this world.
Hey, folks, I'm Steve Azar, and this is pretty cool. The Interactive Teller Machine, or ITM, is Guaranty Bank's latest and greatest way to serve us customers more effectively and conveniently. ITMs provide personal face-to-face interaction with a live bank teller without having to leave the comfort and safety of your car. You can conduct almost any transaction as you would inside, including deposits, withdrawals, check cashing, account transfers, and even loan payment. Give the new ITM system at Guaranty Bank a try. And as always, thank you for trusting Guaranty Bank with all your banking need. For more information, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here with Super Talk Mississippi News. What happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm. Mississippi loves high school football. And now you can stream tons of high school football games from across the Magnolia State each Friday night just by going to supertalk.fm/high school. That's supertalk.fm/high school. And of course, on Friday nights during the season, there's always a game on your local Super Talk radio station.
The season's on the line.
When it comes to high school football in Mississippi, nobody does it like we do. We are Super Talk Mississippi.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, sunny skies, high near 79. Tonight, clear skies, low around 56. Your Saturday, sunny skies, high near 84. Saturday evening, mostly clear, low around 60. And for your Sunday, sunny conditions, high near 85. This weather forecast has been brought to you by our friends at RJ's Outboard Sales and Service at 1208 Old Fannin Road. RJ's Outboard Sales and Service, your Yamaha outboard dealer in Brandon.
COVID-19 has had a profound effect on the workplace. As organizations adapt, RJ Young is here to help. We provide key technology solutions to power your business, like temperature kiosks, smart security systems, backfile scanning, managed IT services, digital lockers, and more. RJ Young will help you to ensure safety and productivity in the workplace. To learn more, visit rjyoung.com/COVID.
Join Middays with Gerard Gibbert, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., sponsored by The Rogue, your destination for fine men's clothing.
A Complete Flag Source is proud to announce that Mississippi has a new state flag. We are taking orders now for all sizes of the newly designed State of Mississippi flag. Flags are in production, and soon you can be flying one at your home, school, or business. Place your order by emailing at sales@completeflags.com, calling our store at 601-362-9333, or finding us on the web at completeflags.com. Have you paid a visit to our store? A Complete Flag Source is located at 5295 I-55 North Jackson. Too far to visit? Give us a call at 601-362-9333 with your order or questions. Thank you for shopping local and supporting a Mississippi-owned business.
Who said food?
Who said rides?
Who said free parking?
I say Yazoo County Fair.
The most beloved tradition of Yazoo is back. The Yazoo County Fair is celebrating its 93rd fair with a whole week of entertainment and fun. From October 15th through October 23rd, enjoy all rides for one price. Plus, arts and crafts, local canyon exhibits, petting zoo, and other fair favorites included in your general admission. Parking is free, so we hope to see you at Hugh J. McGraw Drive.
Find all the details on Facebook or go to visityazoo.org.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner is brought to you in part by TrustCare, where you'll find a team of experienced, knowledgeable, and friendly staff. Visit TrustCareHealth.com to schedule an appointment today. TrustCare. Feel better, faster.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News.
Insurance Commissioner Mike Cheney is voicing his concerns regarding President Biden's Build Back Better plan due to tax proposals he said would drive up rates.
Here's the bottom line for us. When you sit down and look at what that tax will do to Mississippi and to the taxpayers of Mississippi and everybody that has a homeowner's policy, it will raise about $100 million to as much as $200 million in taxes that goes to another entity. Not any of it stays in Mississippi.
To read more on his thoughts, you can check out his op-ed at supertalk.fm. As negotiations continue on Capitol Hill regarding the $3.5 trillion budget bill, Congressman Michael Guest says progressives are finding creative ways to present the illusion of a reduced cost.
Instead of eliminate programs that are going to be in the bill, they're just going to eliminate how long they're funded for. And then once those programs expire, they're going to seek to re-up those programs. And so the problem with this bill is the expansion of government.
Pine Grove Behavioral Health understands that lasting recovery and healing begins at the roots of who we are. Transformation is deeply woven into the core of each individual through broad-reaching treatment options. As a result, we have gained a reputation as one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses, drawing an expertise and multiple whole-life treatment programs to effectively address the real complexities of life and addiction. Call 1-888-574-HOPE or visit pinegrovetreatment.com for more information. One place, many solutions.
At Pearl River Resort Casino, we're keeping it real safe for our employees and guests.
Electrostatic spray, chip cleaning, and mass thermal temperature scanners are in use throughout the property,
including advanced UV cleaning technology to keep rotating handrails safe to touch.
State-of-the-art air filtration systems keep the air you breathe safe and clean.
So get back in play at Pearl River Resort Casino. We're keeping it real. Real fun, real winning, real safe.
Join us each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for the Word of Truth here on Super Talk Mississippi. That's the Word of Truth each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station or online at supertalk.fm.
Supertalk.fm. Supertalk.fm. Your one stop for all the news that matters in the Magnolia State. Supertalk.fm. Everything you need to know at your fingertips. Supertalk.fm. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Supertalk Mississippi.
As we rock down a Mississippi Minute, Tyler Tisdale, TylerTisdaleMusic.com. I'm telling you, so excited, man. I'm just so excited for my guest today. So did anybody pay attention to your voice? Was anybody, were you messing around?
So, the band I was talking about, I started playing with, these are some old high school buddies of mine. I start playing with them, and we're looking for a lead singer. And we had it in our mind. We were like, let's find a girl lead singer. That'll be cool. Let's get a girl lead singer. And so we were trying to find us our female vocalist, you know, that was going to front our band. And I was just sitting around. I think I was singing, I don't know if you've ever listened to Citizen Cope at all. But
oh, are you kidding me? I love Hines. Gregory Hines? What's his name? The lead singer.
Clarence Greenwater.
I'm not even close. Both sides of the Mississippi turned me on to him. But that project, he had a whole album with that project. The Clarence, whatever his name.
I love that guy, man. And I think I was singing one of his tunes. And they just looked at me and they were like, why don't we just put a microphone in front of you?
That cracks me up.
I was like, if y'all want to, sure. And, you know.
Did you wear a dress? You wear a dress? I need to know if you were looking for a female singer. What was the deal? No? Huh?
No, we couldn't find one, and none of the girls wanted to hang out with us either, I guess. So we just gave up on that idea. I guess they thought I could sing well enough. And so our first gig was this thing called Hubfest, and it's actually a pretty big deal in Hattiesburg. And I think you've actually played Hubfest before.
I played every fest there ever was, so I'm sure I did.
Yeah, pretty sure you headlined it one year. Anyways, that was my first gig. And we had like 75 people in front of our stage, and so if you talk to my real friends, like the ones that are my true, true friends, they will tell you just how bad I was when this whole thing first started. But after that gig, man, it just, I was hooked. That adrenaline, you know, it was kind of like that first time you make a big hit or get hit the first time in football real big, you know, that adrenaline starts pumping and it's just like, mm-hmm. you know, you don't even care what's going on. You could run through a wall, you know.
So you start working on it, right?
I have that feeling.
You start working.
I start working on it. I start taking it a little more serious. And I'm also, at the same time, getting a little more serious about the restaurant and bar business. I was washing dishes, and then they moved me up to a cook. And I developed a love for cooking. I was getting good at that too. And my boss at the time, he played and sang as well. And the band I was in had kind of, you know, we played like 3 or 4 gigs and it was over. And I started playing shows with Nick Chichester, a good buddy of mine, still one of my best friends and just a great guy. But he owns, shout out to him, he owns Glory Bound Euro Company in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, if anybody's in the area, go check him out. But I started playing shows with him, and just cover shows. You know, I'd kind of gotten into writing a little bit with the other guy, and mm-hmm. I still hadn't really dove into the songwriting thing yet. And so it was all cover stuff for a while, and I was just playing. We got to doing shows, and I started, you know, the muscle memory starts building up in your vocal cords, and you start kind of figuring it out and developing a little bit of the confidence that it takes to, you know, control your voice. And, you know, all those things were starting to come together a little
right.
bit. I was getting better on guitar. And, my boss, the guy I was playing with, came to me and said, "Hey man, I'm moving to Tuscaloosa and I'm opening a restaurant." And he was like, "I want you to come run it with me," basically. He's like, "I want you to come, you know, be like a shift leader in the kitchen and basically learn how to manage a restaurant, and then I want you to manage it with me." And I'd never outside of my very short stint in Mobile, Alabama, I'd never really moved away from home. And so I was like, "Yeah, let's do it." And I moved up there, and I got really into, you know, opening a restaurant, you got to be all about it. And so I got really into my work, and I did make my way up to managing the place and you know, was in line to, you know, I could still be there now if I wanted to be.
You could also serve as security, just FYI. I'm just saying.
Yeah, right. And I did, because we had a big building, and we would do fraternity, like, date swaps and stuff.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you need
so
to be secure.
I most definitely was doing a little security work.
I love it.
But, you know, he was, you know, there was no choice but to be all about work up there, you know. So I wasn't playing shows. I played, like, a handful of shows while I was up there. And, you know, I met some other musicians and stuff. And, you know, it was fun, and I loved it up there. But I was really missing music, man, like something serious. And so that, you know, being alone in my apartment up there, is when the songwriting kind of came into my life. Because I was like, I can't play shows. I'm too busy. I'm working, you know, and I got bills. You know, there's no help, you know, from mom and dad now, because I'm managing a restaurant. I'm paying my own bills, you know, and I'm, you know, making money. So I got to keep that going. So I decided in my free time I was going to take a stab at writing music. And that's when I wrote my first couple of, like, real songs. And,
did we record, were those your first couple that we recorded or no?
No. I have recorded a couple of those tunes with my old band. And, you know, on our first EP, we did a couple of those tunes were on there, I think. But I wrote my first couple of songs, and the first one I ever wrote is a song called Mississippi Rain, and it's on that first EP. And it felt really good, you know, finishing one and you know, having, you know, I
yeah.
felt for the first time, like, I'd done something with music, you know. I was like, I just wrote a song, you know, and, like, it just, it lit me up, man. It got me really excited. But at the same time, I'm working all the time, so I'm kind of getting pulled away from it a lot, too, you know, because the free time I speak about was me being a few and far between up there. So this friend of mine that I had worked with before I moved to Tuscaloosa, she was a great singer. She comes along, and she had just come back from Finland, and she had done some shows over there. She had, like, met this guy. She's also an interior designer, and she, like, met this guy through his wife or something that she was working with through interior design. I could have that slightly wrong, but anyways, he told her that if she could find a guitar player and someone to, like, harmonize with her and sing backup, that he would line up a tour for her to come back the next year. And so she contacted me, and we got to talking about it, and one thing led to another, and I just missed music so much. Man, we had, like, one conversation about it, and I was like, I'm in. I'm quitting my job. I'm coming home. Let's do it.
Wow.
That was all it took. Like, I was missing it that much, you know. Like, I knew after I'd written a couple songs, and, you know, I'm a little more confident in my voice at this point. And so I decided I go and quit my job. I move back home. I get a passport. I'm getting ready to go to Finland. This guy that's setting everything up for us, he's talking about all of his connections. You know, he's got friends that run Warner Bros. And stuff, and, like, all this, you know. So it's all sounding good, great, grand, right?
Right.
So I'm super excited, and we come back, we're getting ready, we're putting these songs together, you know, and I'm singing back up for her, and I show her a couple of these songs that I'd written, and she immediately wants to use them, and we figure out ways to, you know, we even wrote a couple together, and, like, we start finding this dynamic that is more of a duo rather than just me supporting her.
Right.
And we're trying to find that balance, but at the same time, this is her. She got this. This guy's basing everything off of her voice. Right?
Hey, Tyler, so, are you looking at her microphone saying, that's going to be mine? No, I'm just kidding. Get off my microphone. Raise that a foot up. And yeah, I'm with Tyler Tisdale. Check him out, TylerTisdaleMusic.com. Make me feel good about it today. That's what I'm talking about. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. I love being here more than you know. Go to visitmississippi.org to celebrate us. Also, usually this is the time of the show that I let my guests play DJ, since we are the birthplace of American music. But music is being born once again in Tyler. So let's hear Tyler Tisdale. We'll be right back.
Keeping you up to date with news, weather, and politics that affect you and your family. Super Talk Mississippi News. Your news all the time. On air and online. Super Talk Mississippi News at supertalk.fm.
Gallo knows Mississippi better than anyone.
No one gets better interviews than him.
Gallo.
He asks all the questions everybody wants to know.
Mornings on Super Talk.
The Waterford and Ridgeland understands that during this pandemic, choosing the right retirement community is more important than ever. Not only do our residents enjoy exceptional services, but also the peace of mind that comes from knowing their health and safety are our number one priority. With safety in mind, our families are able to engage with loved ones during this pandemic, not disconnect. The Waterford offers spacious studios, one and two bedroom apartments. Come see why more people are making the safe step to retirement living at the Waterford today. Call us at 601-856-6131.
Be sure and check out the newly remodeled Basil's in Fondren, where you get simple food done well. And don't forget to drop by Basil's Fountain View at the Renaissance. Go to eatbasils.com for online ordering for both locations. That's Basil's.
No Drip Roofing and Construction. The name says it all. All types of roofing and construction. Your certified, CertainTeed shingle installer, family owned and operated for over 20 years here in the Metro. No Drip Roofing and Construction. 601-371-1051.
Don't let joint pain or a sports injury keep you down. Capital Ortho is ready with a new look, a new name, and the same great care to get you back in the game. 601-987-8200 for all your bone and joint needs. Choose Capital Ortho and get back to living your best life. Hotty toddy.
At Green Home Solutions, we make air better. Indoor air pollution can cause health risks such as asthma, eye issues, itchy and sore throats, respiratory problems, and skin irritations. Green Home Solutions provides you the indoor air quality you want for your home or business without indoor air pollutions and without the use of harmful chemicals. Create a balanced, healthy, and clean environment with Green Home Solutions. We make air better.
Call me, owner Michael Keaton, at 601-988-7840. Or look for us on Facebook.
Gulf Seafood Outlet.
Your fresh seafood headquarters.
Gulf Seafood Outlet.
Seeing is believing with up to 14 types of saltwater fillets.
Gulf Seafood Outlet.
Highway 51 in Ridgeland, just past Lake Harbor Drive. 601-790-9407.
The 41st Annual Squat and Gobble is back. Don't miss this incredible evening to help victims of human trafficking and domestic abuse right here in Central Mississippi. Thursday, November 11th at 6 p.m. at the new Mississippi Trademart. There'll be plenty of room to squat and gobble, featuring live music from Dr. Czar's Amazing Funk Monsters, great food and beverages, a live and silent auction, door prizes, and the prestigious Squat and Gobble Dance Contest and Turkey Calling Contest. Don't be a turkey. Get your early bird ticket for just $55 now through October 28th at friendsforacause.com. There are also event and table sponsorships available at friendsforacause.com. Don't miss your chance to have fun and help rescue someone from the trap of domestic violence or human trafficking. The 41st Annual Squat and Gobble Dance Contest and Turkey Calling Contest, starting at 6 p.m. Thursday, November 11th at the new Mississippi Trademart. Get your early bird tickets right now at friendsforacause.com.
As a farmer, I grow U.S. farm-raised catfish. Doing that, I know it's a safe product, and I enjoy eating it any way my wife likes to cook it. Hi, I'm Luke Smelly, and I'm Alabama 2020 Catfish Farmer of the Year from Greensboro, Alabama. If you haven't tried U.S. farm-raised catfish, you should, because it's delicious. Simple as that.
Join Grammy Museum Mississippi as we feature singer-songwriter Don Bryant for an evening of songs and behind-the-scenes stories as part of the Words and Music, a songwriter series moderated by Scott Bomar. This feature of Don Bryant will be held at Grammy Museum Mississippi on November 15th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $20. To purchase tickets and or to learn more about upcoming events and Grammy Museum's current exhibit, MTV Turns 40, I Still Want My MTV, visit GrammyMuseumMS.org.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm Steve Azar, rolling down a Mississippi Minute with my pal Tyler Tisdale. Something's just some record, somebody I've so thoroughly been blessed to work with. Check him out at TylerTisdaleMusic.com and wherever you stream music. I promise you, you won't be let down. You will be utterly moved. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. That's what moves me. And also visiting visitmississippi.org to find out your next getaway. Guys, I'm telling you, it's all here in Mississippi. Let's fast forward and the experience that we've had together. I mean, I've had the time of my life with you, you know, and so it's been really wonderful. And I really feel like, you know, when I see a Mississippi artist come along that can compete and fits that reputation of being unique, being influenced by a lot of places musically, and then all of a sudden you make it your own. I really feel like that you're going to be that guy. And the only way it doesn't happen, we've got a plan, and the plan's been moving forward. Music City's getting interested now. We love it. A great publishing company has jumped in with Banner, and they're getting involved. We have had like a plan that's actually sort of working out. And I'm excited because when my three children, who are nothing alike, love you and love your music and want to be involved. You know, Strack shooting your videos. He's in Hollywood. He doesn't like shooting music videos. But he does it with another name, right? You know, an alias. Adrian, who's a hooper, listens to rap more than he listens to everything. But Strack listens to, you know, that Tom Waits. And then Cecilia's just into everything from the Avett brothers to pop and everything that's going on. But they love you. And so that's what we got. And so I'm excited about the future for you. And the only way it doesn't happen is if you stop. I told your dad, Kimball, I said, Kimball, the only way it doesn't happen is if he stops. And I'm living proof that you can be 37 and have your first hit record. So I don't want you to be 37. That'd be 8 years from now. but we already got a great start, and I'm honored to be a part of it, man. I'm telling you.
Well, I'm honored that you even want to be a part of it, man. And I really appreciate, you rolling the dice on me. I really do.
Well, you're rolling the dice on yourself, and your family believes in you. But there's no way that nobody rolls the dice unless you got it. Because there's a time when you got to go, do you have it, or what do you think? But you don't go into this part, you don't wade into the deep end like this with great acts if you can't compete, and there's no doubt you can. Now, the more you play live and the more you get out and get back into it, the last year and a half, you've had to go cook again. But at least you're being creative. And so, we love to cook at home. It's a more than a passion. It's crazy. It's a big deal to our family. And Cecilia's, going to be studying in Spain gastronomy this next semester and studying abroad. And, cooking is a very important part of anybody's life. I would recommend it to everybody to do it. But so I'm excited about your future, and I'm blessed to be a part of it. Our plan, what's our plan here? To roll on, right?
Absolutely.
Well, I was going to let you talk some more, but we're out of a Mississippi minute. This is what happens. Two Mississippi boys. I get a little emotional about some of my folks that I love so much. Kid Garrett Johnson, I want to be a part of his golf world and how we met when he was 11 and it played at Mississippi State, had a great career. Working with Jay Burgess, I love working with you guys. And then there's some other songwriters from Mississippi that I've been working with as well. Jamie, Trey, you guys, I know y'all listen to the show, and I just enjoy it. So Tyler Tisdale, folks, go check him out. Go check out She's the One. December 2nd will be Burden or Heavy Load. And then the full length, If It's All the Same to You, will be out on the 16th of December in time for Christmas. So, folks, trust me, get ready to love Tyler. And Tyler Tisdale, thank you for spending a Mississippi Minute in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out all sorts of incredible things you can do right here that's just waiting for you. I'm Steve Azar. We'll see you.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
Hey folks, I'm Steve Azar, and this is pretty cool. The Interactive Teller Machine, or ITM, is Guaranty Bank's latest and greatest way to serve us customers more effectively and conveniently. ITMs provide personal face-to-face interaction with a live bank teller without having to leave the comfort and safety of your car. You can conduct almost any transaction as you would inside, including deposits, withdrawals, check cashing, account transfers, and even loan payment. Give the new ITM system at Guaranty Bank a try. And as always, thank you for trusting Guaranty Bank with all your banking needs. For more information, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Gallo knows Mississippi better than anyone.
No one gets better interviews than him.
Gallo.
He asks all the questions everybody wants to know.
Mornings on Super Talk Mississippi. Mississippi loves high school football. And now you can stream tons of high school football games from across the Magnolia State each Friday night just by going to supertalk.fm/high school. That's supertalk.fm/high school. And of course, on Friday nights during the season, there's always a game on your local Super Talk radio station.
The season's on the line.
When it comes to high school football in Mississippi, nobody does it like we do. We are Super Talk Mississippi. Keeping you up to date with news, weather, and politics that affect you and your family. Super Talk Mississippi News. Your news all the time. On air and online. Super Talk Mississippi News. A Super Talk Mississippi media production.